in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. If you have a sense of humor, you just have to love April Fool's Day, and there were some pretty funny pranks pulled on us this year. My favorite, the new product announcement from Berkeley Fishing about their truly innovative Power Bait Noodling Glove. Made with catfish noodlers in mind, the wearable scented glove catches not only catfish, but other species too. Bass Pro John Cox uses it to catch bass, and his favorite colored glove to use? Well, that would be green pumpkin, of course. If you don't believe me, check out the great video Berkeley Fishing put together about the Power Bait Noodling Glove on YouTube. Well done, Berkeley. That was a great April Fool's Day announcement. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we'll be talking to Jared Higginbotham with Yakima Bait out of Granger, Washington in just a minute. Yakima Bait has been around for a long time, and they've got one of the most popular lures in their lineup. It's the flatfish. If you're a trout angler, you have probably fished this, and they've got some other trout plugs too, to include the maglip and the spinfish. Normally known for salmon fishing, the company's recently downsized them so you can use them for trout too, and Jared will tell you all about this. April is Missouri's Outdoors Month, and Jill Pritchard with the Missouri Department of Conservation invites you to visit the Show Me State and will tell you about all sorts of things you can do this month, ranging from turkey hunting to fishing to bird watching and foraging for mushrooms. Another place worth visiting right now and well into the summer would be Lake Martin. Known as Alabama's freshwater coast, this big lake is a great bass fishing destination, but there's another reason to go here as well. That's because 200 bass have been released into this lake with tags on them. Catch one of them, and you'll win at least $1,500. A couple of those tag fish will land you a brand new bass boat, one of them will land you a brand new Chevy Silverado, and one of those fish is worth $1,000,000. The event is called Crank for Bank, and Vivian Autry will tell you more about it. We'll also be joined by Brandy Hastings, the executive director of the Lake Martin Tourism Association, who will give you more reasons you should come to visit Lake Martin as well. In addition to this, we'll be talking to Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef. If you're like me, you love cooking outdoors, but sometimes you miss having an oven. Well, guess what? Camp Chef actually has ovens for you car campers. For those of you who live off the grid or maybe want something for emergency preparedness that have both the stovetop range and the traditional oven itself, three different models plus a pizza oven on top of that. Brooks will tell you all about them and some accessories you'll definitely want to have to go with these propane-fueled ovens. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Jared Higginbotham on the line. He's with the Yakima Bait Company out of Washington. And I'm going to say one word. You can know exactly what this company is known for. That would be rooster tail. Well, they're also known for another lure. That would be the flatfish. And I'm guessing just about all of you listening today who fish for trout have fished the rooster tail and the flatfish, but they've got a lot more than that for trout. Jared, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be on, man. Glad to be on.
let's talk a little bit about plugs for trout. And I was thinking we could start off with the venerable flatfish, a good friend of mine named Keith Kellogg. He and I would go up to a place called Clear Lake near my hometown of Wenatchee, Washington, and I would fish from the bank, usually plunking some power bait, and he would always be out in a rowboat. He was always trolling an F7 flatfish, frog-colored, and every time he cleaned up like nobody's business. That flatfish, that works for trout, doesn't it?
That flatfish is ideal for trout, especially, you know, those early morning situations, because it's a shallow diving lure, you know, and you can slow trail that lure down to, you know, half a mile an hour, all the way up to 2 miles an hour, and it gets down to that 4 to 7, 8 foot section of that water column, which is perfect for those early morning trout. And the frog color, by the way, is the number one color in the F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, and the T55, T60, you know, for the larger lake trout, too. So, yeah, that frog color has been pretty popular for a long time.
How long has the flatfish been around now?
You know, I've read different articles, and Charles Heelan developed it somewhere in the Midwest, and I think it was around either the 20s or 30s. I mean, it's been around a long time.
Well, let's talk about a lure that looks a little bit like a flatfish, but it's mainly known for salmon until very recently, the maglip. Tell our listeners about the maglip for salmon and the new maglip for trout.
Well, you know, the maglip is another tool for your toolbox, so to speak. You know, you can't build a house with just one hammer, so that's kind of how we looked at it. And the maglip is a different animal. It's a deeper diving plug, unlike the flatfish. It has rattles, unlike the flatfish, and it has a skip beat action, unlike the flatfish. And so they're really two different tools, but used for a very similar presentation. And the maglip is a unique animal. That skip beat action is kind of like, you know, teasing a cat with a ball of string. The way that works is, you know, it just creates these bites, and these bites are just so much more vicious. I've fished the trout, you know, in a drift boat, back rowing maglip. I fished them in, you know, lakes, forward trolling, you know, and about everywhere. And I got people that cast them and retrieve them and do well on them. And it's just a different animal. And the reaction you get out of them, especially trout and salmon both, is great. And we've got them all the way from a 2-inch size up to a 5-inch size. And that 2, 2.5, and 3-inch are money for trout. Money. So just something that you really need to try. I mean, like I tell them, everybody, they're like, how do you fish a maglip? And I say, just add water. I mean, that's pretty much as simple as it gets, buddy.
I love that. What's the most popular color for trout when it comes to the maglip?
You know, for me, my very favorite fish catcher always is the metallic gold flame. So the metallic gold flame is a great one. Misty River, which is a pink one, is a great one. And, of course, we have the frog and bleeding frog, which those ones are classics. But generally, if I'm fishing any trout type stream or lake, reservoir, pond, planters, wild ones, whatever, river, I fish, I'll have one gold one and one silver one out. And, you know, within a few minutes or, you know, an hour or so, I can tell which one they want. And a lot of that really depends on the weather outside. You know, if it's really overcast, I like the gold. If it's really bright and sunny, I like the nickel or chrome. And that's just kind of been my pattern for years. I mean, even with the flatfish, I used to take an F5 in gold and an F5 in chrome, and I would take a red marker and I'd put red dot eyes underneath both of them, and one of them would be the hot lure for the day. So it's pretty simple.
Interesting. All right. One more plug to talk about. Again, this one I think most people think of is a salmon lure, but you've recently downsized it for trout, the spinfish.
Ah, the spinfish. Yeah, the new one, man. So this is a way to combine, you know, bait and lure in one swoop, right? And so it breaks apart in the middle. It looks like a flatfish, but it breaks apart in the middle. You can stuff your favorite bait in there, whether that be salmon roe or night crawlers or tuna fish or corn or whatever. And it just goes right back together. It looks like a flatfish, but it spins on your leader like a herring or an anchovy or, you know, fishing some sort of bait. And so it creates this action, this vibration, and this scent trail in the water that, you know, I mean, trout love all those things. You know, fish do a few things, right? Sight, scent, sound. I mean, that's really how they feed. And this thing covers all three of those, sight, scent, and sound. So that's just now hitting the trout world. And that 2-inch and 2.5-inch size are great troll just by themselves with an inline triangle flasher like a small fish flash with any type of dodger. You know, we ran them on downriggers, pointer boards, you name it, lead line, the whole deal. And it's a really neat lure. It's very, very, very effective. And not only do the 2 and 2.5 catch trout, but I fish those a lot for salmon as well. And so it's kind of one of those lures that jumps over both sides of the border.
I'll tell you what, I often think I have the best job in the world, but sometimes I think you do because you get to test out all these new products and figure out what works and what doesn't. It's a great excuse to go fishing, isn't it?
It is, man, and it's one of the coolest things ever. And the coolest part for me is I've always wanted to do the lure design thing since I was a little kid. You know, since I watched Bill Dance and all these guys do it, I was like, that's the job I want. Somehow I got it. But the coolest part to me is seeing that grandpa and that grandson or that father-son or the first-time fisherman post their you know, picture on Facebook or whatever, and they're like, I caught this on a spinfish, or I caught this on a maglip, and, you know, knowing that I worked with one of the greatest humans on the planet ever for fishing with Buzz Ramsey, and he taught me how to design all these things, and I got to work through those projects with him, it's just the coolest reward ever, because the coolest reward for my job is purely education. I mean, purely the teaching aspect of my job and bringing people into doing what I love and being successful at it is the coolest reward I get every day. The paycheck is great, but no one gets into fishing to get rich.
You are so right about that.
Right.
All right. We have got to go, but folks, if you want to find out more about trout fishing, go to yakimabait.com. They've got lots of information about their lures and how to fish them. And look for the flatfish, look for the maglip, and look for the spinfish, whether you're after trout or salmon, at a quality sporting goods store near you. And these trout ones in particular are hitting the shelves any day now. Jared, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, my friend. It was a pleasure being here.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 150 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a classic look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Country Hunters and Anglers. You may have heard of us, but what are we about? BHA is the voice for your wild public lands, waters, and wildlife. From national-level policy work to boots-on-the-ground projects like public land cleanups, we work across North America to uphold the legacy of our public lands and waters, as well as your opportunity to hunt, fish, and recreate on them. Stand up for public lands and waters and become a BHA member today. Visit backcountryhunters.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family, so
playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I fish lots of lakes, I fish them all year round. Oh, I fish lots of lakes, everywhere I'm bound.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Lake Barton in Alabama. It's not too far from Montgomery. It's a huge lake, so huge, they actually call it Alabama's freshwater coast. And with us here to tell you more about this wonderful place and a really cool event taking place there where you can potentially catch a fish worth $1 million is Brandy Hastings with the Lake Martin Tourism Association and Vivian Autry with OGS Tournaments. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
So, Brandy, we're going to start with you since you're the executive director of the Lake Martin Tourism Association. Exactly where is Lake Martin? How big is Lake Martin? And why do folks come to visit?
Lake Martin is in central East Alabama. We're about 2 hours away from Atlanta, about an hour and a half away from Birmingham. So for those flying in, those are both great destinations to fly into to make your way here. We're not too far from Auburn, and we are situated, like I said, in central East Alabama, and we have the most beautiful lake. I mean, I might be a little biased, but in my opinion, I think we have the most beautiful lake in the world. Lake Martin is huge. It's almost 900 miles of shoreline, 40,000 acres, and it actually reaches three counties in Alabama. It's huge. And we have a special distinction. We are the only lake in Alabama to be designated a treasured Alabama lake. So that's pretty cool. We have amazing water quality. That's how we got that designation. So we're a great lake for, of course, recreation. You know, I mean, skiing, wakeboarding, just boating, but definitely fishing as well. We've got largemouth bass, spotted, striped bass is big in our area too. Of course, crappie, catfish. I mean, so there's lots of fishing that happens on the lake. And the lake as a whole is, it's just a ton of fun. So just making your way around the lake to the, we have a lot of different islands in the lake. Like we've got one in the lake that someone, we don't really know who, but they've decorated it like with a pirate scene. We call it Pirate Island. So that's a cool stop off. We've got our Cheeseburger Island, you know, different places to stop and just hang out, put your raft out and just kind of hang out for the day. And then lots of little great places around the lake. You can boat up and have brunch. So there's a lot of fun happening on the water. And then off the water too, we have some really great hiking. You know, we've got a lot of great land activities that happen as well. So on the water and off the water fun here and at Lake Martin. And I mean, like I said, to me, I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Well, I'll tell you what, with places like Cheeseburger Island and Pirate Island, it sounds like a place that Jimmy Buffett would certainly love. Let's turn our attention to the $1 million fish that is swimming around in Lake Barton or Lake Wheeler right now. Vivian, why don't you tell us about this?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So we call it Crank for Bank, cute little name. This is our third year on Lake Martin, first year on Wheeler Lake. But on Lake Martin, we tag 200 fish, and they can be largemouth or spotted bass. This year, the tag is orange. We have an Auburn fishery student come in and tag them so that it's all nice and safe. And we tag these fish, and one of the fish is worth $1 million. One's worth a skeeter bass boat. One's worth a bass cat bass boat. One's worth a Chevrolet pickup truck. And then if not, if you don't catch any one of those grand prizes, they're still worth $1,500. So lots of fun out there with trying to catch that $1 million fish or just any of the fish, honestly. I had somebody tell me yesterday they took the whole week of spring break off and they're staying at Lake Martin just to try to catch that $1 million fish. It's a 13-week program. It's from April 1st through July the 4th. So we're trying to get anybody that's coming to the lake have a chance to get in there and win. It costs $100 to register. You must be registered to win. obviously. You got to be registered 2 hours before catch that tagged fish. And you can register all the way up to, you know, whenever you're coming to town. If you're coming in on July 1st, you can still register. Last year, just to kind of give you an idea, a lot of times people, like Randy just said, it's over 40,000 acres. So some people are like, oh, there's no way I'm going to catch a tagged fish. Not true, not true. So we had 16 legal fish caught last year. That meant they were registered and did all the requirements, which is catch it with a fishing pole and all the things that you're required to do. 16 of those. One of those happens to be the Skeeter bass boat. And it was a great story. Probably the most well-deserved man in the world won that fish, and just heartwarming to hear him and how excited and how grateful he was. The rest of the folks, they won $1,500 each. You can catch more than one. We had a person win, two people actually. We had one that caught two and one that caught three. Now they fished all the time. So that's the key there. One more thing about the event, Crank for Bank, is that you can do a virtual tournament included in the $100. And some people are like, what's a virtual tournament? So we figured to make it more fun, we did this last year, is you're going to be catching a whole lot of non-tagged fish as you're trying to catch that tagged fish. So what we did is we partnered up with Fishing Chaos. They're our engine. That's the app that we use to run this thing. And you take a picture of the length of your fish on a bump board, and your top five fish will coal up in the system, and we'll give prizes to the biggest bass each week. We give random prizes just for submitting a fish, and then we give a first, second, and third place and a big fish overall winner for virtual prizes. And when I tell you these are great prizes, these are great prizes. They're sponsored by like Johnson Outdoors, Realtree Fishing, Frog Talk, Tackle Direct. So these are great prizes for the virtual tournament as well.
Wow. Sounds fantastic. What's the website where folks register?
Crankforbank.com. And so it's crank with the number 4bank.com.
That's easy enough to remember, folks. Crankforbank.com. Boy, oh boy, if you're heading to Lake Barton, you definitely want to register for this event. This sounds fantastic. And one other thing I want to mention here, I understand some of the proceeds from this event, Vivian, are going to a pretty good cause.
Absolutely. So we are all about the young anglers. Fishing in general is a great sport, gets people outside, and you got to teach these kids from a young age to get out there and do things right. And so we help the high school fishing teams really around. We've got, I think, 9 schools involved. And basically they give out a card and it has a number on it. So when you register, you would put their number in there and they get $10 per ticket sold. And just to give you an idea, one of the schools last year, one of the local high schools around here last year, they were able to send all of their students, their team members, to the state finals and pay for their hotel rent without having to ask those parents to come out of pocket. So big time money maker fundraiser for these high schools. And trust me, these kids say this is the easiest fundraiser they have because they believe in it. They love fishing. They're going to buy one themselves. They're going to hand out these cards and get these people to register with their number.
Oh, I think that's absolutely fantastic. All right, we are running short on time, but back to you, Brandy. If folks want to find out more about planning a visit to Alabama's freshwater coast, Lake Barton, and participating in this million-dollar fish event, where the website for that one, folks, again, is crank4bank.com. What's the website we need to send folks to, Brandy?
For our website, for learning all about all the great things at Lake Martin, it's explorelakemartin.com.
All right. That's explorelakemartin.com. You've literally got a million reasons to come to Lake Martin this spring and summer, not to mention the chance to win a bass boat or $1,500 and just have a great time fishing for bass and all sorts of other species while you're at it. Again, explorelakemartin.com and crankforbank.com. Make plans to visit Lake Martin, Alabama today. Ladies, thanks so much for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at Explore the Dalles.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Brooks Hansen on the line. He is the PR man for Camp Chef, and they are the company that makes all those great stoves and grills and everything else you need to cook, whether you're camping or cooking out on the patio. Brooks, it's great to have you back on the air again.
Hey, John. It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
So I thought today we would talk about some products that I don't think get a whole lot of press that you have, your outdoor ovens. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about them and why they would want to buy one?
That's a good point, John. So we've got three outdoor ovens. Works just like your traditional oven. They've got two burners on the top. The cool thing about the oven is they've got an insulated wall. They run on a small one-pound propane tank, and they're portable. You can take them anywhere. So if you're at the campsite and want to bake bread, you want to bake a pizza, you want to bake cookies, brownies, I don't care what it is, cinnamon rolls, you can do it. It's pretty incredible. So we do have three different models. We've got our standard outdoor oven, which has high, low, and medium, and it's got a temperature gauge there, so you've kind of got to monitor that temperature. So if you, let's say you're warm outside, You're probably not going to need to be high to keep it to 350, 400 degrees.
Well, before we get into the details about the three different models, let's talk about who would want to buy these. So you just kind of hit on one, and that would be the car camper that's going to the state park or county park or National Park Service campground. But I'm thinking if you live off the grid, this would be a great item to have, this propane-fueled outdoors oven.
I can't tell you how many people purchase these for their hunt camps where they don't have power, electricity, they've got a cabin out in the woods, or they set up a wall tent and leave it at hunt camp all year. This is like having the amenities at home, so you're exactly right. We've got the campers that go off-grid, like the overlanders really like the oven. You've got the car campers that just want to go out and camp with their family. And then you've got the people that live completely remote and off-grid. They're also awesome for emergency preparedness. Yeah, you lose the electricity, you've got an oven.
All right. So those are all reasons why you want to buy an outdoors oven. Now, let's go into the details. So the basic outdoors oven, the one that's been around for, geez, I think about 10 years now, you were describing that, and the price point on that, MSRP is $329. In addition to everything else you mentioned about it, this is great to bring out, you know, let's say your first night of car camping. Let's say you've got like a frozen lasagna or a casserole. You can pop it right in there and eat just like you would at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you grab a frozen lasagna, throw it in your cooler, and that first night of camp you want to have lasagna, there you go. I mean, it works just like your standard oven that you have in your house.
Let's talk about the deluxe model and how that differs from the basic outdoor oven.
So the deluxe model just basically went through a little bit of a cosmetic upgrade. It's got a little different handle. It's got different burn knobs, and that realistically just, it's cosmetically a little better. Functionality, it's the same as the other oven.
Now, both the deluxe model and the basic outdoor oven, they both have carry handles too, so really easy to transport from place to place. How much do they weigh?
I don't know the exact weight off the top of my head on the oven. I want to say they're probably right around 12 pounds.
All right. Really easy to put on the picnic table or wherever else you want to put it for some cooking then. Let's get to the pro outdoor oven because this one does have some differences.
Yeah, now this is the one where you step up a few notches. The reason it's our pro is it actually has a thermostatic heat control on it, which is just like your oven at home, so you're not regulating the temperature between low, medium, and high. This one actually has, like I said, the thermostatic coupler, which will regulate the heat exactly what you set it at. So you turn the knob to 350, it's going to hold temp right at 350. You pull it to 225, 225, 400, same. So that's a really cool feature in that oven because now there's no guesswork. It's just turn it to the temp, walk away. Once you smell your cinnamon rolls, you can start eating.
Oh, that sounds just perfect. Now, the max temp on all of these ovens is 400, isn't it?
Yeah, right at 400. Now, it could give or take a few, depending on how hot it is outside, and if you really wanted to crank it, you might get a little bit above that, but for the most part, you're going to be topping out at 400.
Okay, well, let's talk about some must-have accessories. Now, you've got a bread pan that is cast iron, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I remember 20 years ago, everybody had a bread maker, was making bread. Don't see as many people doing that now.
Yeah, it kind of seems like the art of making bread kind of slowed down. We're starting to see it pick back up. I mean, people want to get out and find more ways to be creative in the campsite and creative at home cooking. And so the bread pan, yeah, that's a really cool item. It's built out of cast iron. It's a true season cast iron, ready to cook right out of the box, and it's an awesome accessory to have with the oven.
Another accessory that you got to have, especially up top, is the griddle.
Yeah, the griddle's a really good feature because when you take that oven, it's not only an oven, you've got a cooktop surface. So whether you're using a griddle or a cast iron skillet, you can, you know, saute some vegetables, you can boil some water, but you take that griddle, now you're making a pancake breakfast in the morning and cinnamon rolls in the oven.
Oh, you're killing me.
All at the same time. All at the same time.
And you've even got something called a scoochie. What the heck is that?
The scoochie. So that's a cookie pan. So it's just a small little flat rimmed cast iron skillet. And it's basically made, you can make little pizzas in it, but it was really designed around cookie. You put cookie dough in there, throw that in the oven, bake yourself a 7-inch cookie, something for the whole family, one big cast iron skillet cookie. So that's where the cookie comes from, the skillet cookie.
Huh. Well, you better be getting lots of exercise when you're out of the outdoors, folks, especially if you get out of the outdoors oven, because as you just heard, you'll be able to cook all sorts of high-carb stuff you're going to need to work off. One other oven we need to talk about is completely different from all this. Camp Chef actually has a pizza oven.
Yeah, we do. We've got an outdoor pizza oven. We've got the accessories that mount on your standard stove, like your Explorer stove or Pro Series stove, but then we have a standalone pizza oven. The artisan pizza oven's awesome. It gets up to around 900 degrees. It's got a quarterite ceramic stone for cooking on. It's got a dual wall heat deflector on the interior where it pushes the heat around the edges and then right down so it can help cook the pizza from the top down. And then the ceramic stone's cooking from the bottom up. It's designed exactly after or right after the wood-fired pizza ovens. And once you get that sucker cranking and you get your dough figured out, you're going to be cranking out pizzas in 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, and best of all, because, you know, it's your own pizza. You can literally put anything on that pizza that you want to.
Or nothing on it. Just kidding. You can put whatever you'd like on it. I've made lots of pizzas for people, and I'm surprised with the choices that some people have. But we'll leave that for another discussion.
I don't know. We do have about a minute left. I would love to hear the most unique pizza you've ever made for somebody with the Camp Chef pizza oven.
The most unique pizza, which was really good, shrimp, avocado, basil, and mozzarella cheese.
That actually sounds very tasty. I might have to try that one out.
Really good, with a white cream sauce.
Oh, all right, folks. Well, there you go. Ovens from Camp Chef. They're not just about grills. They're not just about smokers. They're not just about stoves. They've got outdoor ovens that you can use. Again, whether you're camping, whether you've got a place off the grid, or whether you want one for emergency preparedness, you can eat like a king, eating pizza, eating pretty much anything you would make on your stove at home. It's all available from Camp Chef. Go to campchef.com to find out more. That's campchef.com. And you can also find these products in quality sporting goods stores and other stores all over the country. CampChef.com, that's your first stop. Your next stop is a retailer near you. Brooks, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, Sean.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you're making dinner, you know that you need a sharp knife. Whether you are filleting some fish, whether you are chopping up some vegetables, or whether you're cutting up some meat to go ahead and put on the grill, or maybe something into that outdoors oven we just talked about, a sharp knife helps you be successful in the kitchen. And WorkSharp just happens to have a whole line of knife sharpeners, especially for the kitchen and for the backyard griller. You can find them at WorkSharpTools.com. Just go to WorkSharpTools.com. Check out the line of knife and tool sharpeners available from WorkSharp, both powered knife sharpeners and manual knife sharpeners that will help you in the kitchen, help you in the field, and help you anywhere else you need a sharp knife or tool. The website again, WorkSharpTools.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
This report is sponsored by IBM. IBM has been the digital partner of the Masters Golf Tournament for more than 25 years, working together to bring unparalleled experiences to golf patrons worldwide. This year, IBM is integrating player insights and launching projections curated by IBM Watson's artificial intelligence technology. These features are available in Masters Fantasy and the Players pages, available on the Masters app and Masters.com. Within Masters Fantasy Golf in the Masters app, users can leverage IBM's player insights and projections with IBM Watson to help inform their roster. Elizabeth O'Brien, IBM Program Director, Sports and Entertainment Partnerships.
We are excited to apply IBM's cutting-edge technology to the storied tradition of the Masters and golf in general. The new predictive features in the Masters app and the use of AI in the tournament broadcast will help bring patrons closer to the tournament.
To learn more and be a part of the Masters tradition, visit IBM.com/masters.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, April is Missouri Outdoors Month, and there's a lot to do in the Show Me State. I'll tell you what, with us here to give you a few ideas of what you can do outside right now is Jill Pritchard with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, let's start things off with turkey hunting. That is a big thing in Missouri. It kicks off April 18th, runs through May 8th. This might be one of the most popular hunting seasons you have in Missouri.
It truly is. We have a spring turkey hunting season and a fall turkey hunting. Very popular. Yeah, it's a great way for people to get outside and kind of shake off the post-winter blues and get back into nature and hopefully put some food on the table as well. You can visit our website at mdc.mo.gov to get your turkey hunting permit, to find places to turkey hunt, and of course to get more information on our regulations from our 2022 spring turkey hunting regulations booklet.
Let's swing from hunting to fishing. Paddlefish season is here. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the paddlefish, a real prehistoric looking fish, and how you go about fishing for them?
Paddlefish are a very prehistoric looking fish. Yeah, they get to be over 100 pounds sometimes. We actually just had one fisherman snag a 140-pound paddlefish. That is the biggest paddlefish caught in Missouri so far. It was a state record. And they're really great table fare, too. People like to fry them. They like to grill them. They make great tacos. And one way that you have to catch them is because they're bottom feeders. You have to put out these huge snags and just kind of be on your boat and drive slowly and kind of snag up from the bottom. And that's how you catch these paddlefish. And so paddlefish season runs through April 30th in Missouri, and popular snagging waters are the Lake of the Ozarks, our Harry S. Truman Reservoir, and of course Table Rock Lake here in Missouri. But you know, if paddlefish really aren't your thing, they do get pretty big. There's also much smaller species that are really good. Crappie is a big fish species to fish for here in Missouri in the springtime. It's still trout season, so you can catch and keep trout right now as well. And, you know, anytime you go out fishing, it's always going to be a good time, even if you're not successful. You're still getting a nature boost, so to speak.
Now, in Missouri, you actually have state parks that have trout that are stocked in them, and you pay an extra fee to go after those, don't you?
Yes, in addition to your fishing permit, you have to have a $5 trout tag, your daily trout tag, that allows you to fish in one of the five trout parks in Missouri.
And folks, the crappie fishing in Missouri, not to mention the bass fishing, can be very, very good. So definitely a couple of great things to do if you're a hunter or a fisher person in Missouri. But wait, there's more. Bird watching too. I don't think most folks think of that when it comes to Missouri, but you know, this is a great time of year to bring binoculars and the guidebook and go out looking for birds.
It really is, just because it's that spring migratory season. We have a lot of birds kind of flying over the state, coming back in to breed, especially waterfowl. Many people don't think of bird watching with waterfowl, but that can be a really spectacular thing to enjoy. And one of the great things about bird watching is that you really don't have to travel far for it. You can bird watch in your own backyard. You know, it's going to be spring, so we're going to see those really fun ruby-throated hummingbirds, so you can start getting your feeders out. You can put out nesting boxes for bluebirds. We're going to have purple martins coming in. It's a really great time to just kind of listen, you know, brush up on your bird identification and see what you can discover in your own backyard or in your own green spaces in your neighborhood.
All right, Jill, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your favorite bird to watch for?
You know, many people think that these are the bullies of the bird world, but I love watching blue jays. They're really easy to identify because they are a bigger bird, and I just really like hearing them. I think their calls are really cool, and anytime that they come to my bird feeders, I'm just always amazed. I have to stop and watch them for a long time.
Do you have Stellar's blue jays out there or just the regular blue jays?
Just the regular blue jays, yeah.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. I have to admit, I kind of like blue jays myself. One more thing we need to talk about here, and it's another hunting opportunity, but what you're hunting here doesn't move very fast. Wild mushrooms.
Yes. Spring is a great time for looking for wild mushrooms, and I love this activity. Similar to bird watching, it can be accessible to a lot of different people, and you can just go in your nearby woodlands to nearby conservation areas or state parks and look for mushrooms, specifically one that is very popular, the very coveted morel mushroom. I have been looking for morels every spring season for the past few years. Still haven't found one, I'm not giving up hope. Yeah, they are very tricky to find. But in addition to morels, we also have chanterelles. There's a bunch of different edible mushrooms that you can look for in the springtime season. And so it's a great way to just go out on a hike and, you know, happen to look at decaying oak trees and things like that. That's where you can find them. And they pop up this time of year because we're getting into warmer days and then cooler nighttime. So that temperature difference there is really kind of what helps them grow. And so if you can look for morels around decaying wood, fallen down oak trees in your nearby woodlands, that's really the type of habitat that you're looking for these very tasty mushrooms. So that's another great thing that you can do to get outside and discover nature in the springtime.
Well, I can see why April is Missouri's Outdoors Month. Between foraging for mushrooms and bird watching and fishing for paddlefish or trout or bass or crappie, and of course, spring turkey hunting. There is a lot to do in the Show Me State. What is the website where folks can go to find out more?
They can go to mdc.mo.gov.
That's Jill Pritchard, folks. She's with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Jill, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. You have a great day.
Well, as you just heard from Jill, turkey hunting is a big deal in Missouri. It's a big deal in quite a few of our United States. And if you're in the market for a new turkey hunting shotgun, check out henryusa.com and check out the single shot turkey camo shotgun. It is a beautiful break action single shot shotgun that is made by Henry Repeating Arms. It's got a fantastic camo design on it. It's got a high-vis sight, which I think is really useful for shooting turkeys in low-light situations, which you're going to encounter. That's when those birds are coming off the roost. And it comes as a 12-gauge, which is just perfect for bagging a gobbler. Like all of Henry's firearms, this one is American-made. It is rugged, it's reliable, it has a lifetime satisfaction guarantee, and it's accurate right out of the box. Check it out online at henryusa.com. Find a dealer near you. If you have any questions, just contact the award-winning customer service staff. They will answer any questions you have and get you pointed in the right direction so you can get one of these fine shotguns for turkey season this year.
It's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
stories of poachers, scoundrels, and other ne'er-do-wells, so if you see someone committing a criminal act on the water or in the field, turn them in. It's the right thing to do.
Here's a reminder that you should really do your homework before hiring a fishing guide. You want to make sure they are licensed, insured, and that they actually know what they're doing. A case in point comes to us from Louisiana, where Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents cited three men for alleged charter guide regulation violations in March. Agents cited Jacques Laborere of New Orleans on March 5th, Matthew Hines of Covington on March 19th, and Aaron Wilmoth, 24, of Belle Chasse, on March 24th for failing to comply with charter boat regulations. Agents were on patrol in the Hopedale and Venice areas working charter fishing guides when all three men were stopped with paying customers on board their vessels. Two of the men had not renewed their charter six-pack licenses. That's a license that allows you to carry up to six clients at a time for 2022. The other individual, Hines, didn't possess any charter licenses and was not even licensed by the U.S. Coast Guard to take people on his vessel for hire. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and just about every other state, requires all charter captains to have a U.S. Coast Guard captain's license. And in Louisiana, you also need a state charter boat fishing guide license and proof of at least $300,000 liability insurance, all in their possession while on the water and fishing. All three of these individuals that were cited can be fined up to $950 and could spend up to 120 days in jail. So do your homework before going out on the water and make sure that the guide you're hiring for a day of fishing is legit. It's time to wrap things up, but as Jill alluded at, there's a whole lot going on, not just in Missouri, but all over the country. Whether you want to go fishing, whether you want to go turkey hunting, whether you want to forage for mushrooms, or maybe just do some wildlife watching, some spring hiking, or check out the wildflowers that are blooming, this is a great time to be outdoors. And I know I am this weekend. I'm actually fishing a big bass tournament, and I hope you'll wish me luck in that regard. I could certainly use it. Until next time, here's hoping that you are blessed, that you stay healthy, and that you find some time to spend in nature. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The UK will be sending an additional $130 million of high-end military gear to Ukraine. The announcement made today by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson during a surprise visit to Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is visiting Warsaw today, leading a donors conference that has netted $11 billion for Ukrainian refugees. She says there is an awful lot riding on the outcome of the war in Ukraine.
It's the question whether democracy will be stronger or it's autocracy that will dominate. It's the question whether there is the right of might dominating or whether it's the rule of law.
Civilian evacuations moving ahead in parts of battle-scarred eastern Ukraine, a day after a missile strike killed at least 52 people at a train station where thousands were waiting to escape the bloodshed. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins has been killed in an auto accident near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports authorities say that Haskins was hit by a dump truck while walking on a highway.
The Steelers of Washington Commanders, his former team, released statements extending their condolences. The 24-year-old Haskins was a first-round draft choice of Washington in 2019 and started seven games, going 2-5 as a rookie. He was 1-5 and 6 starts the next season for the team, then was released in December 2020. A few weeks later, he was signed by Pittsburgh, but did not play in the 2021 season. Ken Lorman reported.
No word yet from former President Trump as to whether he'll make another run for the White House, but Mr. Trump continues holding his signature rallies. Another one is planned for this evening, tonight's outdoor event, to take place in Selma, North Carolina. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Pakistan's embattled prime minister facing a tough no-confidence vote introduced by his political opponents who say they have the votes to defeat him. A combined opposition spanning the political spectrum from left to right says it has the 172 votes required in Pakistan's 342-seat parliament to oust Prime Minister Imran Khan. Pakistan's five-member Supreme Court blocked Khan's bid to stay in power, ruling that his move to dissolve parliament, calling early elections, was illegal. Thousands of Sri Lankans have rallied in the country's main business district, and Christian clergy members marched in the capital to observe a day of protest, calling on the debt-ridden country's president to step down. Protesters carrying national flags and banners called out the president and his administration for mismanaging the crisis. He has remained steadfast in refusing to resign. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Idaho Supreme Court temporarily blocks a new abortion law in the state.
Idaho last month became the first state to enact legislation modeled after the Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks. The ruling from Idaho's high court in a lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood means the new law won't go into effect as planned on April 22nd. The state Supreme Court instructed both sides to file further briefs as it considers the case. Last month, Republican Governor Brad Little signed into law the measure that would have allowed people who would have been family members to sue doctors who perform abortions after cardiac activity is detected in embryos. I'm Julie Walker.
Chasing his first major championship, Scottie Scheffler looking to protect a big lead in the third round of the Masters. The world's top-ranked player built a five-shot advantage over the first 2 days. That matches the biggest 36-hole lead in Augusta National history. Townhall.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Are you confused about your Chiweenie's behavior? Does your calico kitten have you almost catatonic? Is your cocker a bit too chatty? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats, well, almost as well as they understand you. If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your pet's lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never doubt about it, love, adore, and I stress every week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out how to resolve issues you're having with your dog or cat, like they're jumping, humping, digging, your cat looks at the litter box and says, I'm not going anywhere near that, scratched your favorite chair, you brought in a new cat, the old cat is absolutely angry about it, dog's jumping on everyone. You take your dog for a nice leisurely walk in the evening. He sees another dog, and all of a sudden you're holding on with everything you can. You get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, that is what this show is all about, helping you cope with your pet, but more than likely helping your pet cope with you. And if you're a new listener to The Pet Show or a regular listener to The Pet Show, it makes no difference. Let me just tell you all how lucky you are, because everyone that calls into the show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift. Don't get excited, because by now you know it's not for you. It's for your dog or cat. And if you're new to the show, let me just stress this. Many of my sponsors have been with me for years. So when I say I'm giving away items that are amazing. Many of the items I give away here on The Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $45, even $50 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat. I will answer your question. At the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. Again, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Lots of stuff to give away, plenty of time to answer your questions, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, although by now you know that I never get through all my topics. Why? Because your calls, your questions are my priority. But at the end of every show, if you go to my YouTube channel, whatever I didn't get to hear will be posted there by the time I get off the air. So check out youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. But if you have a question right now, want to share a great story about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. As I said, everyone that calls and gets to talk to me live on the air today will get a great gift for their dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. You know, you may be surprised at how well an older dog or cat fits in with your lifestyle. Coming up on today's show, the benefits of senior pet adoption, an important subject, and I'm going to ask your opinion on it as well. Also coming up on today's show, I didn't get to do it on my LA show, maybe I'll get to do it here. What is attention deficit hyperactive disorder? ADHD. Maybe your dog is suffering from it, or your cat is, and you have no idea what it's all about. How does it affect your dogs? We'll talk about that. Attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Also coming up on today's show, you know, a dog's aggressive behavior is often perceived as a dog's attempt to be alpha. Alpha this, alpha that, alpha out the window. But that's not what it is at all. I'll talk about that coming up. And why not all dogs, you know, everyone wants to go to the dog park, take their dog there, blah, blah, blah. But not every dog should go to the dog park. I'll explain a little bit later on today's show. Plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe your puppy's not housebroken, maybe your dog is suffering with separation anxiety, maybe your cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, excuse me, hates other dogs, and your cat just scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes, literally, that anything that moves and things that don't move, he must hump, give me a call. That's what the show's all about. Again, as I said, helping you cope with your pets, helping your pets cope with you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Here is the question of the day. I hope you guys answer it, and this is why. Because what you say may encourage other people to follow through as well. The question of the day is, have you ever adopted an older dog or an older cat? And what was your experience? And the reason I brought that up is I'm going to talk a little bit about it later. But if you've ever adopted an older dog or cat, I want to hear your experience. And here's why. Sometimes by telling your story about adopting an older dog or cat on my show, which is heard by tens of thousands of people, yet you may convince someone else. You know, puppies and kittens generally find a home. It's the older dogs and cats that don't. So we're going to take a look at that a little bit later, but I want to hear from you. It's the question of the day. Even if you just answer the question, I'll send you a great gift as well. Have you adopted an older dog or cat? And what was your experience? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let's go to Karen. Karen's calling from California. Hey, Karen, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you.
What's up?
My pet of 16, would have been 17 years old next month, my cat died. And so I would like to make a home for another cat. And I also have the age problem, only in that I am older. But I'm very capable of taking care of pets.
So your father, this is a call I got on the Los Angeles show where one of my listeners had called in and she, I think she was 71 or 72 and no one would adopt her a dog. The rescues wouldn't adopt her a dog. The shelters wouldn't adopt her a dog because of her age. Well, we were able to find her an old dog that was blind and deaf and she adopted the blind deaf dog at 10 or 11 years old and he's doing fine. For the life of me, I don't understand why shelters and rescues are doing this. Listen, I don't care what age you are. If you can at least adopt a dog, even if you're giving it a temporary home until a permanent home can be found, if God forbid something were to happen to you, why? And you know, I'm going to talk about it later, but older dogs and older cats suffer so much more at shelters because many of them had lived in a home. Many of them have previously been loved. And now they're at a shelter with the craziness going on. So I don't understand. Someone like yourself who's willing and able to adopt an older dog or an older cat is being turned down when you can give that dog or cat a great home and for life, I hope. But if not, if something were to happen to you, at least you've given it a foster home till a permanent home could be found. Isn't that a better idea, don't you think?
Well, if people want to do that. But I did want a younger pet. And so my question is this. You work so much with rescue and adoptions, but there are other places where people get cats. And, I mean, if they're willing to pay for them, I guess they can choose a cat, maybe.
What kind of places are you talking about?
Well, there are breeders.
But listen, if you want to get a purebred cat, that's your option. If you want to spend hundreds of dollars and get a purebred cat, that's your option. But from my perspective, okay, I'm not going to ask what your age is, but if you're in that senior category, why would you adopt a kitten possibly knowing that you're not going to outlive that kitten's life and what's going to happen to that kitten when he's an adult cat and you're no longer around? Or maybe you come incapacitated. Why would you... Go ahead.
I'm a little younger than you, but the reason that I expect to live, I've known too many people... Even in my family, who made it to an age old enough to take care of a pet, people in my family, some of them have lived longer, and I've outlived the ones who died younger.
Oh, so Karen, listen, I don't want to run out of time, so let me give you the perfect answer for you, okay?
Okay.
If you honestly believe and you want to adopt a younger dog or a younger cat, your case a younger cat, go ahead and do it. The only thing I want you to promise me and promise yourself is when you adopt this cat, you set up a living trust. So if something were to happen to you, this cat would get a good home. How's that?
Well, I don't know all that that entails on the living trust.
Listen, it entails contacting an attorney or contacting someone that sets them up. Here's the situation, okay? I gotta move on. You're giving me every excuse that there is. And I'm telling you, if you want to adopt a younger cat and you're older, even if you're a little younger than me, you're older, then the right thing to do, the righteous thing to do, is to make sure if something were to happen to you that that cat would be taken care of. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I would prefer you adopt an older pet, but if you want to adopt a younger one and you can't find one, and if you want to go out and purchase one, then that's what you have to do. I got to move on. Let me send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I understand that everyone loves kittens and puppies, but you know what? When I adopted dogs, and I've had 30, 32 dogs at a time, I tried to adopt dogs that were, you know, age right for me. If you want a kitten and you want to spend a few hundred dollars and go buy a kitten, I would never advise that. I don't recommend it unless it's a reason you need a purebred cat, maybe for allergies or something. I recommend that you go to a shelter and adopt an older cat. Give that cat an option. Disagree or agree with it? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to Sam, Renee, Debbie, and Frida. But right now I want to tell you about my friends over at Lucy Pet. Because if you have a dog or cat, then Lucy Pet Food should be in their dishes. For years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and why it's so different. It has an incredible, incredible prebiotic, probiotic formula. Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pet, by the way, is being fed by military, police departments, rescues, shelters all across the country. And a day doesn't go by where I don't hear from one of my listeners says, Warren, thank you for recommending Lucy Pet Food because of that prebiotic formula. By the way, Lucy Pet Food is the food I feed my own guys, Molly and Willie, who, by the way, were older when I adopted them. But don't take my word alone. I actually want you to hear from a listener and what they said once they started feeding their pets Lucy Pet Food.
I have a comment about Lucy, that I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy. But I thought, I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing. So my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better. And so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
And you're a believer, and everyone that's gotten Lucy Pet Food says to me, Warren, we're believers now, too, because it is that amazing. Lucy Pet Food for your dogs and cats is available at Amazon.com. Lucy Pet Food's available at Chewy.com. You can go to their website, LucyPetFood.com, or check your local pet stores in your area. I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Formula is like pet food. There's not another food like it. It's the food I feed my own pets. What else can I tell you? I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, my rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum. And Pauline from California says, Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back. Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamins. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
So you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset in production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Hot diggity dog. Did you know that 45% of American dogs sleep in bed with their guardians? 45%. I thought it would be higher than that. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, let me know if you've adopted an older dog or cat. What was your experience? I'd love to hear from you people. It will convince other people perhaps to do the same thing. And I'm going to talk about the benefits of senior pet adoption a little bit later. But right now, let me go to my friend Sam. Hey, Sam, welcome to the Pet Show.
How you doing, Warren?
I could not be better. What's up, Sam?
Okay, real quick. I have a 3-year-old bulldog. You sent me some hugs and kisses, and I've got her on the hugs and kisses. But about 4 days before I gave her the hugs and kisses, I had switched her food. She had just finished the transition. I got her from not eating dry kibble to a brand called Fresh Pet.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been drinking any water at all for like 7 days. So I took her to the vet, and she said that she's not showing any signs of dehydration and that her food has 75% moisture.
Exactly my point. It does have 75% moisture, so she's probably getting her water intake from the food. However, I don't think that's healthy. I think that the dog should be drinking water and eating food. The food you're feeding her is fine. I just want you to check, go back, and make sure there's been no recalls on that in the past year or so. It's a fine food. It's one of those foods that's kept in a refrigerator apart. However, because it does have 75% water, and that's fine that your dog's getting the liquid that way, but it's not normal for a dog not to drink any water at all.
Yeah, she doesn't drink it at all. She goes up to the bowl, smells it, and walks away.
Try this to encourage her to drink a little bit more water, okay? Not that she needs to drink more. You may want to change different food, too. You may want to switch back to the dry food. But anyway, what I would do is I would go to the store, buy yourself some no-salt or low-salt chicken or beef bouillon. Just take a teaspoon.
She's allergic to chicken.
Then get beef bouillon or get vegetable bouillon. Get some kind of no-soap bouillon. I don't care what kind, okay? What I want you to do is take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of that. Put it in the water that you're going to give her. Now it has the smell of chicken or beef or whatever you put in there, and that's going to encourage her to drink. If you want to stay on that food, that's fine. Will you switch the food if I send you something different?
Yeah.
All right, so let's put you on hold. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food with that prebiotic and probiotic formula. But again, when you're not, you know, the dog is getting a lot of moisture from that food. 75% of what you're paying for is water. How do you like that? 75% of what you're paying for is water. And it's not a bad food. It's a fine food. I just would like to switch over to Lucy pet food, get your dog drinking water the way a dog should be on a regular basis. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. If you were listening to the first caller, the woman was saying she wanted to get a younger cat. She was older, not as old as me. No one's as old as me. But anyway, she wanted to get a younger cat. I'm going to do a story a little bit later on the benefits of senior adoption and why this is the way I would go. And that is also the question of the day. And if you want to call me on that, I'll send you guys a great gift as well. Have you ever adopted an older dog or cat, and what was your experience? I've adopted dogs, cats, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, 3 legs, blind, deaf. And I just wanted to know that when they crossed the Rainbow Bridge, it was important to me that they knew that they were loved. So I'm a big fan of adopting older pets. If you've adopted an older dog or cat, give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if all weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I'm taking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5 to 9.
This can do, can do, can do.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best. Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in. Cue the family photo op. Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30, 20, or 15% offer on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Where to begin? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Do you know that if something feels hot, it's actually getting cooler? And if something feels cool, it's actually getting hotter? Heat naturally flows from a warm to a cold object until they achieve balance. Something feels warm because it's losing heat to you. It feels cool because the heat from your body is flowing away from you. The same is true of emotional situations. When you're in a tough situation, maybe tempers are flaring or someone's giving you the cold shoulder, you might not know where to begin to fix it. But I just want you to know that the fixing is already in motion. All emotions eventually change. So you already started toward healing. Now, just look for the next step. And if you need help finding the next step, visit drchristianconti.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day here, have you adopted an older dog or cat, and what was your experience? I'd love to hear from you guys. So what's the definition of true love? Well, true love is wiping away your dog's eye boogers. That, according to many pet guardians in a survey, the meaning of true love is wiping away your dog's eye boogers. I do it every single day. Let me get back to the busy phone lines here on the Pet Show. How about we head down south to beautiful Punta Gorda, Florida, and Renee. Hey, Renee, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, good afternoon. My 13-year-old Basenji Chihuahua mix.
That's a blend. We don't call them mixes anymore. We call them blended breeds.
He's blended. He likes to talk about his heritage, so we like to refer to it often, you know. He thinks he's fancy. He's a reader. He loves to look at books and eat the covers and any photos he finds. He sneaks into the closet, pulls the books up the bookshelf, and will eat them. And I just don't know what it is. What's the fascination? Is something like we give him Lucy pet food, which he's obsessed with now, and he wants it for like treats. We tried to put him on a diet, but he loves the Lucy so much he cries for it. I don't know. I try to feed him healthy dog food, but he thinks it's snacks.
Okay, a couple of things. Number one, there's no calorie in air, okay?
So if
the dog is healthy and there's nothing physically wrong, thyroid or diabetes or something, then he's obviously getting too much food. So
okay,
here's what we need to do. One of the first books I ever wrote in 1978 was a book called Pet Aerobics by Random House. And I talked about the concept because so many dogs and cats I was seeing back then were obese. I remember People magazine came to me and they actually called me the Jane Fonda of the pet world, getting dogs and cats to lose weight. Here's what you need to do. Number one is you need to start feeding the dog more times during the day. How many times a day do you feed your dog now?
He eats twice.
Morning and dinner. I would feed him 3 times a day, not more food, but just more feedings. Because the best way to lose weight, and any dietitian will tell you, is eating smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day. So that's number one. Number two, when he wants a treat, have you tried using carrots?
Yes. We gave him, we were starting to give him hugs and kisses, but again, then he kept begging for them. So then we started carrots, but he likes them. He does like them.
Well, if you give him the number of hugs and kisses he's supposed to get, you know, it depends on the weight, that's, he shouldn't be gaining weight. So obviously he's getting too many calories if he's healthy, and I'm assuming he is, he's getting too many calories from somewhere. So either you're feeding him too much food or giving him too many treats. Now, you told me a couple of things. Well, if he wants this, I'll give him a Lucy Pep. If he wants this, I'll give him a hug and a kiss. So it sounds to me, you sound like my Jewish mother, because we were never fat when we were younger. We were just big boned.
Italian, the same thing.
there you go. So I think the best thing for you right now, stick with the Lucy pet food, stick with the hugs and kisses, follow those directions. What I want you to do is more frequent feedings throughout the day. Is he the type of dog when you put down his food that's ravenous and grabs and eats it all right away?
He never used to, but since we switched to Lucy, he does. He just concentrates on it.
Then try to feed him, again, three times a day, smaller amounts, but don't feed him out of one dish. Feed him out of two dishes. Separate them by a couple of feet so he can take a break between bites, okay? Also, how much exercise is he getting?
He gets a walk. He gets a pretty good walk in the morning. He doesn't get a walk during the day because we're not here for about 4 hours, and then he gets another one in the afternoon. And
okay,
then
well,
other
how,
than that, he.
But how about besides the walk? Do you have a backyard, or do you have to walk him?
No, we have to walk him. He does play still. I mean, even though he's 13, he loves to play. So we throw this thing he likes up and down the steps at night. He likes that, and he likes to, you know, carry it around and chase it. So.
You want for a 13-year-old dog, you got to be conscientious about the exercise. You don't want to overdo it, but you want to make sure he's getting enough.
Yeah.
He's been checked by the vet. There's no reason physiologically that he's constantly hungry.
No, I'm just
okay.
I think I just too much probably.
Yeah, well, that's probably it. You know, when in doubt, blame yourself. That's like any good therapist. When in doubt, blame mom and dad. Cut back on the amount, more feedings frequently throughout the day. If you can increase the exercise just a little bit, he's 13 years old, a little bit at a time, you're doing everything the right way. Because the bottom line is this, if the dog is at a healthy weight, he's going to live longer, he's going to live healthier, he's going to live happier. So let's make sure we get him down at that weight. That's really, really, really important. In terms of the carrots, if he doesn't like the carrots and he prefers the hugs and kisses or prefers the Lucy pet food, cut up some carrots, let them sit in a plastic bag with the Lucy pet food, overnight, then give him the carrots because now the carrots going to smell like, thank you, it's a good idea. Now the carrots are going to smell like Lucy pet food. He'll be more apt to eat it.
Yeah.
That sound okay to you? There you go.
Yeah, great idea.
So what do I want
to say? And, you know, speaking of older pets, in our little town here, we have a lot of older citizens and older pets. If the senior citizen adopts the senior pet, you get all kinds of discounts.
Listen, can you send me that information? Can you dig up that information and email it to me?
Yes, I will. It's Order of Port Charlotte, but our Animal Welfare League, you know, senior citizens get a discount for adopting, and their senior pets get the discount because these little guys, they really need the love, and,
people
pass away.
Listen,
you're preaching to the choir.
Here's what. Send me that information. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a T-shirt that says, none of my friends. I'm not sending you any food. I'm sending you a T-shirt that says, none of my friends walk upright. Send that info to me at mail@thepetshow.com. That's my email, mail@thepetshow.com. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got hugs and kisses to give away. As I said, if you're new to the show, many of these items are worth $25, $35, $45, $50. I have hugs and kisses to give away, Cat's Incredible Litter. I got Lucy Pet Food to give away, Arthur's Suit Gold for your dogs and cats. Hips and joints. You just heard me give away a T-shirt, Arthur's Suit Gold, Mushroom Max, copies of my best-selling books, Either Dog or Cat, Hemp Seed Oil from Nature Vet. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, great time to call me. Or if you just want to answer the question of the day, have you adopted an older dog or cat? What was your experience? The reason I brought that up is because with the thousands and thousands of people listening to the Pet Show on a regular basis, your experience of adopting an older dog or an older cat may be just what they need to hear for them to go out and do the same good deed that you did. So give me a call. Let me know how you did it, how it worked out. The phone number, 877-725-8255, and a great gift will be on its way for your best friend as well. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255, and the question of the day is, have you adopted an older dog or cat? What was your experience? A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen, if you are sick and tired of your dog or cat shedding, if that constant scratching and lick, 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 licking is making you absolutely crazy, the only product you need for your dog or cat is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Supplement Treat. It's the only one with my face on the label and my signature as well. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the total health of your pet. Actually, it can. Take it from me. I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets. That ought to tell you something. And it's now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. Hugs and kisses will keep your dog and cat's joints and hips as flexible as they were when they were puppies. I also added prebiotics and probiotics to the new 4-in-1 to improve your dog or cat's gut health. They have the most incredible, healthiest digestion available. Hugs and kisses really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hairballs just about gone. And it has the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses supplement is now an Amazon's choice. I'm so proud of that. Hugs and Kisses now an Amazon's choice. You can get the Hugs and Kisses supplements, of course, at Amazon.com. It's also available at Walmart.com. Or you can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. Or if you'd rather speak to someone, a lot of people would, call my office directly. Here's my office phone number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-4847. So check out the Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430 and the word hugs today. Order today, then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
This report is sponsored by AFPM. Driving isn't something most people can cut back on. It's a necessity. To understand gasoline prices, we need to understand what's going on with crude oil and how Russia's attack on Ukraine impacts energy. Susan Grissom is the chief industry analyst for the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers.
No company or individual person is responsible for gasoline prices, and more than half of what drivers pay at the pump is tied to crude oil, the feedstock for gasoline. Coming out of the pandemic, demand for fuel recovered faster than crude oil production, pushing prices up. That led to more expensive gasoline. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made matters worse. The U.S. doesn't import much oil from Russia, but other countries do, and concerns about oil supply are causing prices to rise. More U.S. energy production, a strong refining sector, and policies that make it easier to access American energy will help make gasoline more affordable.
For more information, please visit AFPM.org.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
How can I help you? I'm going to run out of time, so what's your question for me?
Okay, I have actually two questions. I have a couple Chiweenies that have decided to start peeing on my cloth chairs. I have skirts around the chairs at the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if you pee on them, I get rid of them. I got rid of them. I put down wooden chairs. No skirts, no cloth, no nothing. They started peeing on those.
Okay,
and
here's what we're, go ahead.
I'd like to know why they're doing this, because they have access to the outside at all times through their little doggy door.
So we have two chihuahuas. That, just be thank goodness they're not Great Danes. Come on now, Sharon. So you have the two little dogs, and they were peeing on the skirts. How old are they?
Oh, maybe 4 and 5.
And how many years did you have them before they started peeing?
I got them when they were puppies.
So when did they start peeing on the skirts? How long ago?
I would say months ago. Several months ago.
Okay.
But they didn't pee in the house. I don't know.
They had to pee in the house if the chairs were in the house, right?
Yes, they didn't do it before, and then all of a sudden they started peeing on these nice.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna ask
you a question. How much time do you spend in that room where those chairs are?
They're my dining room chairs.
Well, how much time do you spend
every day.
In the dining room? So you eat there every day. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to put you on hold, Sharon. I got to take a break. I don't want to rush you. When I come back, I'll finish responding to your call. Same thing, Frida, don't go anywhere. Sharon, Dave, we got a whole other hour to go, so bear with me. You may have to hold for a while, but I will get to your phone calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255. You know, I want to tell you about my friends at Delta Rescue. Obviously, you're listening to The Pet Show. Obviously, you love animals. Well, let me tell you how you can leave your mark and make life better for so many other animals. In fact, thousands of them. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue would never have been able to do the absolute incredible work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your amazing support. My friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme hero when it comes to rescue, and by the way, the founder of Delta, says please put some of your life's work into helping the over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why I decided to make a personal bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits for you. Like any good guardian, Leo needs to make sure that every single one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the forests, all across the country, never have to worry again, and they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned, thrown-out cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and loved. Yes, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org. Read the story. See these throwaway pets, how they were rescued, then give them a call. Write this number down, 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or to make a donation. Don't forget, log on to DeltaRescue.org. The animals are waiting, DeltaRescue.org, or call them at 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
For prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough in a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship, right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
And we are back on the Pet Show All More Next. And let's get back to my friend Debbie in Illinois. Hey, Debbie, you with me?
Yes.
All right, here's what I want you to try. I want you to try this for like a week or so. If it doesn't work, I want you to call me back. I want you, you have 4 chairs at your dining room table or 6?
4.
Okay, what I want you to do is take 2 paper plates, put a little bit of the dog's kibble in there. Just rub it on the bottom, leave a couple of pieces in there. I want you to put 2 paper plates down around each chair with the dog's food in it. They're just their dry food. After you've cleaned it up with a good stain and odor remover. I'm assuming they're not peeing near their food dishes?
No.
Most dogs will not. So if we put their food in that area, once we've cleaned it up, that may be enough to stop them. If not, we can go a whole lot further. There's a dozen other things I can do. This is not a tough problem for me to resolve. So get a good stain and odor remover, clean up those areas, put those dishes down the way I said. Also, if you can, spend more time on the floor in that area playing with the dogs as well. The more time they are there with you on the floor, the less they feel the need to claim it. This is just a territorial response on their part. Why? The food smells good at the dining room table. It smells a lot better than their kibble. So by peeing in that area, what they're saying is, you know what? I want to claim this. I want that good food. Forget about this stuff. I want what's on top of the table. So by putting their food dish around, that may be enough to resolve it. Very often it does. If not, we can go a lot further. But this is definitely something that can be resolved.
All right, and I have a mixed dog, a bigger dog that has serious food aggression.
Well, then start feeding that dog out of 2 or 3 dishes instead of 1 or 2. That'll make a difference as well. Spread the dishes out so he doesn't feel all of his food is in one place.
I do have a couple dishes about because I have four dogs. So, I mean, I have to make sure the other dogs are fed.
Oh, you do, but if he has food aggression, though, make sure you take his food. Let him see that there's two dishes, maybe a couple of feet apart. That ought to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I got to take a break, but let's try this for a few weeks. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. Give me a call back and let me know. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. When we come back, we have Frida in New York, Sharon in Colorado, Dave in New York, Leola in Washington. I get to all your calls. I got great gifts for you, so hang in there. Grab a cup of coffee for yourself. Give your pets a hug and a kiss. I'll be right with you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.